位传道人到乡下探访村民。
A minister went to a rural area to visit the villagers.
他走进一间又黑暗又污秽的屋子里面。
So he walked into a really shabby hut.
他听到在屋子的角落有一个很微弱的声音。
And he heard a very faint groan coming from a corner.
传道人就问到说是谁呢
So he asked, is there anyone here?
但是没有反应
But he didn't hear a response.
于是他拿起了火柴点燃看周围是否有没有人
So he light up a match to see if he could see anything.
他看到这屋子的角落有一位老妇人坐在那里
Then he saw an old lady sitting in the corner.
传道人就向前来问候这位老妇人。
So he went forward to greet this lady.
才知道这位老妇人患病。
And realized that she's been ill.
但是当传道人和她谈话后，看不出她是有病的人。
But as their conversation went on, it did not seem like.She has been troubled by the illness.
因为他的这位老妇人的表现是很平安，很喜乐，嘴里一直发出感谢赞美的话语。
Because she exuded so much peace and joy, and all the words that came out of her mouth were thanksgiving.
那时候是二月，是最严寒的一段一个月份。
It was in the coldest month of the year, and it's early February.
他的屋子里面没有柴烧。
And there was no heat in the house.
他家里又没有粮食。
And she has also been out of food.
没有灯光。
And there was no light.
也没有人照顾他。
And nobody was caring for her.
唯一可以做的是凭着信心仰望神和依靠神。
And the only thing she could done was relying on God with faith.
在人生路途人生路途的痛苦中，她都一一的都经历过。
So she has been through a painful journey of life.
她一生中的遭遇没有一样是令她值得快乐的。
She hasn't lived too many experiences that would be counted happy to most other people.
以她现在的处境，她竟然能够从内心发出赞美感谢的神的声音。
But yet she still expressed so much joy and peace from the bottom of her heart.
她没有表现出任何痛苦的样子。
She wasn't moaning in her pain.
但是因为她，就是因为她懂得在痛苦和困难的当中依靠神。
And that's because she has understood the key of relying on God in the time of suffering.
她懂得在神的里面得到盼望，得到力量，平安和喜乐。
She knew how to find peace and strength in God and find joy in God.
今天早上我们所念的经文是由大卫王所写。
Today the passage we read was a psalm written by King David.
大卫在写诗篇六十二篇的时候，是经历到他骨肉至亲要杀害和夺取他的王位的困境。
When King David wrote the psalm, he was experiencing one of the most painful experience in life. That is, his own son was trying to kill him and get the kingdom from him.
当时大卫在痛苦的当中。他没有任何的绝望。
But even in this painful experience, King David was not in despair.
全篇的诗篇充满着的是依靠和盼望。
And in the whole psalm, you can see every line was bursting with trust and hope.
这就是大卫王得胜的秘诀。
And that is the secret of King David's victory.
今天早上我们要来思考这段经文。
So let's ponder on the passage today.
这段经文提醒我们三点。
Because there are three points that we can get from the passage.
第一点，我们要等候神。
First, we need to wait on God.
第二，我们要依靠神。
And second, we need to rely on God.
实际上我们盼望能够得到从神而来的救赎恩典。
And third, we need to have hope for the salvation from God.
今天的经文第六啊诗篇六十二篇第一节到和第五节说，我的心默默无声，专等候神，我的救恩是从他而来。
So the first and fifth verses, my soul finds rest in God alone, my salvation comes from him. I find rest, O my soul, in God alone, my hope comes from him.
就是第五节是说，我的心啊，你当默默无声，专等候神，因为我的盼望是从他而来。我们要专等候神。
And we must wait for God.
等候神就是个人安静在神的面前。
Waiting for God is being quiet, restful before God.
等候神就是从神的当中支起力量来面对当前的挑战。
And receive strength from God to face the challenge you have.
等候神就是在神的面前将自己交给神。
And waiting for God is submitting yourself to God completely.
我们要让神按照他的心意来帮助我们。
And let God help us according to his will.
等候神不是我的工作。
So waiting for God is not the work we do.
乃是神的在工作。
Rather that God's at work.
我自己就是顺服在神的心意当中。
That I will submit to the will of God.
到底要怎样等候神呢？
So how exactly do we wait for God?
经文说默默无声。
Chinese that has a meaning of being silent.
是不是等候神要默默无声不许讲话？
Does it really mean that you have to keep your mouth shut?
不是的。
That's not exactly what it means.
因为圣经把真正的意思翻译得很清楚。
So the NIV versions in English perhaps capture the meaning more accurately.
我们请林医生把它念出来。
So, my soul finds rest in God alone. And then find rest, O my soul, in God alone.
等候神就是在灵里的安息。
So this 默默无声 actually means having the peace and rest in our spirit.
外面的世界怎样的乱，如何的乱都好。
No matter how chaotic the world outside of us is.
可是至于我，我的心灵是不受外界如何的乱所影响。
But our spirit is not disturbed.
我安息在神的里面。
Because I have rest in God.
我在神的里面得到救恩。
Because in God we have our salvation.
这就是第一节的意思。
That's the meaning of the first verse.
我在神的里面，我就能够得到盼望。
Because in God we'll find our hope.
这个就是第五节所说的。
And also in verse 5.
诗篇第六十二篇是大卫的诗歌。
So this is the Psalm of David.
从第三到四节以及九到十节，我们可以知道大卫写六十二篇的时候是处在挑战的当中。
So if you look at verse 3 and 4 and also verse 9 and 10, you can tell that David was facing serious challenge at that time.
一般的圣经的学者都相信这段经文的背景是撒母耳记下十五章里面所讲到大卫王的儿子亚沙龙阴谋造反。
So, most biblical scholars agree that this psalm was written when David was being chased away from the throne by his own son, Absalom.
大卫在逃离他的儿子亚撒龙杀害离开耶路撒冷的时候就写了这首的诗歌。
As David was escaping Jerusalem to run for his life, he wrote this psalm.
这首诗歌共有十二节。
So there are 12 verses of this psalm.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有注意到第四和第八节后面有两个小字。
And so if you pay attention to those little subscript, very tiny words, that said Selah. That's after.
Selah. Selah.
After verse 4 and verse 8.
这是什么意思？希腊是什么意思？
What does Sila mean? You have to look at your own Bible because the bulletin may not include that.
我们的节目单没有把它印出来。希腊诗歌通常诗歌在圣殿里面朗诵啊。
So let's say a psalm is being used as a praise song in the temple.
当诗歌在圣殿里面歌颂赞美神的时候，到了希腊的时候就要稍微停顿一下子。
So Sila is a little pause in the procession of the song. As they are singing or reading, when they come to Sila, they will pause.
希拉把这一段经文分成了三段。
So the two Sila would divide this psalm into three portions.
第一段是一到四节，第二段是五到八节，第三段是九到十二节。
So the first four verses, the second four verses, and then the last four verses.
第一到第四节和第五到第八节。如果你有注意的话是对称。
So you can see that the verse 1 and verse 5 are symmetrical.
里面有重复的。
And there are some repetitions in those first and second division.
当大卫面临做他的亲生儿子亚沙龙以及他的跟随子攻击的时候。
As David faced the danger of his own son's attack,
大卫根本没有任何的怨言。
And he was not complaining.
他没有咒诅。
And he was not cursing.
他没有责骂，也没有埋怨。
And did not let it out or take it out on somebody.
在这段经文里面完全看不到这一些。
And we do not see any cursing or that type of thing in this verse.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为第一和第五节说，我的心默默无声，专等候神。
Because what's said in verse 1 and verse 5, at this time he was finding rest in God.
但愿2014年的时候，无论这一年当中我们面对各种怎样的挑战，我们都能够整个心灵进到神的里面，在神的里面我们可以得到安息。
So my hope for brothers and sisters is that no matter what happened through the year 2014, we may be able to face the challenge by finding rest in God.
就像大卫在面对困难，在面对挑战的时候，他就进到神的里面。
Just as King David did by entering into God's presence.
以赛亚书三十章十五节说。
So Isaiah 30:15 says.
你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength.
弟兄姐妹，面对挑战的时候，你不断的埋怨，不断的责备神，不断在蹦蹦跳跳，这个不是安息。
So, brothers and sisters, if when you face challenge, you complain and you murmur against God, jumping up and down, that is not finding rest.
我们就要进到神的里面。
We must enter into God's presence.
那第八节在这段经文的中心思想是，你们当你们众民当时时依靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，神是我们的避难所。
So the central point of this song is verse 8. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge.
我们要依靠神，我们在神的面前倾心吐意，就是等候神。
So we must pour out our hearts to God, and that is our waiting for God, relying on Him.
我们一起把这节背起来。
Let's try to commit this verse to memory.
我们先用中文来背。我们一起来念。你们众民当时时依靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，神是我们的避难所。我们用英文。
Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge.
第二点，我们要依靠神。
And second point, we must trust in God.
在我们的人生旅途当中，难免会遇到困难和挫折。
So it's inevitable that we come across difficulties or hurdles and even setbacks.
面对困难和挫折的时候，谁是我们的依靠呢？
So who do we rely on? Who do we trust in those times?
谁是我们的帮助呢？
Who is our help?
有人靠亲戚朋友。
Some will rely on friends and relatives.
有人靠有钱有势的人。
And some rely on famous people and rich.
有人靠做政治家。
And some rely on politicians.
有人靠做公司的老板。
Or your boss at work.
但是世界上最可靠的不是人，乃是神。
But the most trustworthy are not man, but rather God.
人有时候是靠不住。
Very often, men are not trustworthy.
但是神不一样。
But God is different.
神是完全可靠的。
He is completely trustworthy.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为第六第七节说，唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，我的高台，我必不动摇。我的拯救，我的荣耀都在乎神。我力量的磐石，我的避难所都在乎神。
And David wrote verse 6 and 7, He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God.He is my mighty rock, my refuge.
诗篇第三十三篇第十六到二十节提醒我们，君王不能因兵多得胜，勇士不能因大力大得救，靠马得救是枉然，马也不能因力大得救人。耶和华的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人，要救他们的命脱离死亡，并使他们在饥荒中存活。二十节，我们的心向来等候耶和华，他是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌。
No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is vain hope for deliverance. Despite all his great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those who hope is in his unfailing love.To deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine.
我们必须承认人的力量是有限的。
We must admit that there's limits to our strength.
马的力量虽然比人大。
Yes, maybe horses are stronger than man.
但是都不能和神的能力相比。
But nothing compared to the strength of God.
因为神是可靠的。
And God is reliable.
他是宇宙万物的创造者。
He is the creator of a universe.
世界都是由他创造的。
And he created all things in the universe.
他是无限的神。
And he is an infinite God.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He's king of kings and lord of lords.
他是有能力使无变有。
He can change nothing to something.
因为神的这些属性，我们可以依靠他。
And because of his attributes, we can have full confidence in him.
耶稣基督在马可福音第十章第二十七节说过，在人是不能，在神却不难，因为神凡事都能。
Jesus said, Mark 10:27, with man it is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God.
诗篇六十二篇，诗人将神与他之间的关系讲了出来。
So, the psalmist described his relationship with God in this psalm that we study.
诗人说，神是他的磐石，他的拯救，他的高台，他的荣耀。
So, David wrote, He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress.
磐石在旧约的圣经里面是象征着完全稳妥和避难之的地方。
So in the Old Testament image, the rock and fortress describe some place where you can rely on firm and can be sheltered from danger.
就好像以赛亚书三十二章二节说，必有一人像避风所和避暴雨的隐秘处，又像河流在干旱之地，像大蓬时的影子在疲乏之地。
So, Isaiah 32:2 says, each man will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert and the shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land.
高台在旧约圣经里面指的是在高处受到保护和看顾的地方。
And the high tower is also a place of protection in the Old Testament.
各位弟兄姐妹和朋友，当然2014年是我们更加依靠神的一年。
So, brothers and sisters and friends, we hope that 2014 would be a year where we can trust God more.
如果你还没有得到神的救赎恩典的话，今年是你接受神救赎的恩典的一年。
So if you have not yet received salvation from God, this is the year.
诗人说，有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提的到耶和华我们神的名字。
Psalm 27 said, Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
诗篇121篇第一到第二节说，我要高山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Psalm 121 says,I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
所以第三节，我们的盼望从神而来的救，我们盼望从神而来的救赎恩典。
The third point, we must be in hope of grace from God.
诗篇62篇是大卫王在逃难的时候写的。
Now we recall that Psalm 62 was written by King David during his escape.
大卫王在逃避他的亲生儿子亚沙龙的杀害。
His own son Absalom was chasing him after his life.
大卫王的难处是第三到第十节所说的。
So the difficulty he faced was described in verse 3 through 5.
他说你们大家攻击一人，把他毁坏，如同毁坏歪斜的墙，将倒的必要到几时呢？他们彼此商议，专要从他的尊位上把他推下。他们喜爱谎话，口随祝福，心切咒诅。
How long will you assault the man?Would all of you throw him down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? They folded it net to topple him from his lofty place. They ticked it lies in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse.
我们可以想象得到一个逃避亲生儿子杀害的父亲，他的心灵深处的伤痛是怎么样子的。
We can imagine the hurt in his heart as he was...running away from his own son trying to take his life.
这样面对着这样大的打击，大卫如果是无神论者，他将比任何人都可怜。
Facing such a terrible time, if David did not have God to rely on, he would be the most pitiful of all.
诗篇62篇有两节重复的话。
So, in this psalm, there are two verses that are repeated.
第一节，我的心默默无声，专等候神，我的救恩从他而来。
The first verse, my soul finds rest in God alone, my salvation comes from him.
第五节，我的心啊，你当默默无声，专等候神，因为我的盼望是从他而来。
This verse is repeated with a slight change in verse 5. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him.
请注意第一节，我的心默默无声是大卫自己的经历。
So, please pay attention that when David said, find rest, my soul finds rest, that's his own experience.
他讲的是他整个灵魂进入在神的里面，等候神，他得着救恩。
He was describing how he entered into God's presence with all his soul and spirit to wait for God and receive salvation there.
请记住注意第五节，我的心啊，你当默默无声。他自己得到了帮助，他鼓励别人要来到神的面前。
And verse 5 was written as a command. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone.
他也讲到他的经历。
And he again described his experience.
他说我的盼望是从他而来。
My hope comes from him.
未完的人生，我们可以从第五节里面看了出来。
And we can see how he lived his life.
第一节他得做了救恩，第五节他得到了盼望。
He received salvation and he received hope.
第二节和第六节是重复的经节。
Again, verse 2 and verse 6 are also symmetrical verses.
所不同的是第二节说我必不很动摇。
And there's only a slight difference. In verse 2, I'm using the ESV version. I shall not be greatly shaken.
这是一个改变。我必很不很动摇。到了第六节说，我必不动摇。
In verse 6, he said, I shall not be shaken.
他从必不很动摇转变成我必不动摇，这是一个改变。
So there's a change that you can notice. The verse 2, he said, I shall not be greatly shaken. And verse 6, he said, I shall not be shaken.
这一个改变是大卫经历了神之后的生命改变。
And this is a change. This is a change that reflects his change in life after experiencing God.
使到他对神更加有信心。
His faith in God grew.
生活在这个世界上，我们很需要像大卫王一样，经历到神在我们生命当中的作为。
In this world, we need to have experience something like David did, to experience what God did in our life.
使到我们对神更加有信心，完全相信他，并且依靠他。
And through that experience, we grew in our faith in God and grew in our reliance and dependence on God.
要这样的话，首先我们就要来到神的面前，来接受神给我们的救赎恩典。
But first, we must come to God to receive the salvation.
不知道各位你是否已经领受了这个救赎恩典了？
So, I don't know whether everyone here has received Jesus Christ.
如果没有的话，今天就是时候。
If not, today is the day of salvation for you.
当我们有了神的救赎恩典，我们在生活当中就会有盼望。
So when we receive the salvation, the grace of salvation, we will have hope.
基督徒的人生最宝贵的事情，就是在今生的日子里面经历到神的救赎恩典。
The most precious experience a Christian live would be while you are on the earth, you experience the salvation grace from God.
在今生里面，我们经历到神的同在，经历到神的带领。
So while we live on earth, we experience God's presence with you and how He leads you and guides you.
从神的救赎恩典、神的同在、神的带领，带给我们无限的盼望和力量。
And from there, we grow in our hope.
请大家来念诗篇62篇第一到第二节。
So let's read Psalm 62 verse 1 and 2 together.
我们62篇第一到第二节我们用中文，然后五到七节我们用英文。
Okay, sir.
我可以跟着林医生来念。
So verse 1 and 2 in Chinese and verse 5 through 7 in English.
我的心啊，默默无声专等候神，我的救恩从他而来，唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不很动摇。五到七节。
Five to seven. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge.
第八节说，你们众民当时时依靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，神是我们的避难所。
And verse 8, trust in him at all times, O people, pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge.
这节经文有两个要点。
And there are two main points in this verse.
第一个要点讲到我们要依靠神。
That is, first,We must trust in God.
我们要怎样依靠神呢？就是时时依靠神。
And not only trust in Him, but trust Him at all times.
走这条人生的道路，我们需要时时刻刻的依靠神。
On our journey of life, we must trust in God all times.
我们要紧紧的抓住神不放。
And we must hold on to Him.
任何的时候我们说我们行我们不需要依靠什么我们就会跌倒。
And anytime we become proud and say, I don't need God, I can do it myself, we will stumble.
如果任何时候我们把我们的依靠从神当中转移到依靠人、依靠金钱、依靠财宝、依靠学问、依靠事业等等的时候我们就会跌倒。
Or when weswitch the focus of our trust from God to other things like our wealth, our property, our position in life, or our friends in high places, we will have trouble.
第二点
And second point,
经文鼓励我们在他面前倾心吐意
The verse encourages us to pour out your heart to Him.
神要我们的是依靠神，不依靠人，也不依靠势力。
So God wants us to depend on Him alone and not depend on people or power.
神也要我们和他亲近。
And God wanted us to stay close with Him.
我们可以在他的面前倾心吐意。
And we can draw close to Him and pour our hearts out to Him.
神给我们有祷告的权柄。
And our prayer is a privilege that we have.
他也垂听我们的祷告。
And He has promised to hear our prayer.
人生的道路有时候是平坦的，有时候是崎岖不平的。
Now our journey of life sometimes is very difficult.
有时候我们会经历到害怕，有时候我们需要经历到一些恐慌的事情。在这种情况底下，我们需要依靠神。
And we may come across situations where it will cause us great fear, and that is when our trust is the more important.
所以诗人在27篇第一节说耶和华是我的亮光是我的拯救我还怕谁呢
So Psalm 27 the Lord is my light the Lord is my salvation whom shall I fear
耶和华是我生命的保障我还惧谁呢
That's the song we just sang the Lord is the protection of my life whom shall I fear
各位不知道你和神之间的关系如何
SoHow's your relationship with God?
如果你和神之间的关系很亲密的话，我们要感谢赞美神。
I praise God if you have a close relationship with God.
这种情形，我鼓励弟兄姐妹在2014年继续努力，更亲近神。
And we pray that you continue to draw closer to Him in this new year.
如果你和神之间的关系是离得好远好远的话，盼望今年。你能够来到神的面前和他亲近。
But if you feel that there is a gulf between you and God, we pray that this is the year where you can draw close to Him.
神在2014年要祝福你。
And God will bless you this year.
New Jersey 有一位圣诗的作者。
Now there's a hymn writer in New Jersey.
名字就写在上面。
His name is Edgar Stites.
他出生在1836年。
He was born 1836.
是卫理公会的会友。
He was
Methodist Church.
Methodist, yeah, he was a member of the Methodist Church.
他写这首诗歌的，写了一首诗歌叫做《唯信靠主》。
So, one of the hymns he wrote was Trusting Jesus.
这首诗的后，这首诗后来是被很出名的诗歌作者Ira Sankey 把它配上谱子。
And later it was set to music.
这首诗的副歌这么说。
And the chorus of this hymn says,
靠耶稣每时每刻，靠耶稣度过岁月，无论易或福甘苦，只信靠耶稣我主。
So we'll find out when we sing.
盼望这首诗歌能够成为我们2014年的提醒和帮助。
So we'll pray that this song will become something of a reminder and help.
让我们每时每刻都信靠耶稣。
That you help us to be trusting Jesus.
让我们凭着信心迎接2014年。
And let us embrace the new year with faith.
我们靠主有盼望。
Because we have hope.
我们很有力量地进入2014年。
And that we can enter this new year with full confidence.
让我们一起站起来，我们唱这首诗歌。
Sing this song.